Among the Lemon Trees by Nadia Marx, read by Daphne Alexander. Ancient Greek has four distinct words for love: agape, eros, philia, and storgi. The Greek language distinguishes how the word is used. Perhaps in the same way that the ancient Greeks worshipped 12 gods, yet kept an open mind about a possible 13th deity, there could also be a word to describe a fifth kind of love. Part 1. Love on a Greek Island, 1936. The power of the full moon has always been respected and revered by the people of the island. They believe that under the influence of an August moon, rational thought is likely to desert a person, especially those who have fallen under the spell of love. Anything can happen during such a time. It's a dangerous and wayward period. Its effect on lovers, young or old, has no mercy. When the hot, jasmine-scented air intoxicates the senses and moonlight fills the sky, human sap begins to rise and mischief is afoot. The moon shimmering over a balmy sea promises delights beyond the imagination, and anyone can fall prey to its power and be led astray. In days gone by, mothers of young girls would keep their daughters under lock and key, anticipating this danger. It was on such an August night that an ardent, rebellious young girl managed to escape her mother's watchful eye and run to the seashore to meet the boy she loved. She knew that by the time the moon had made its way high in the sky, the light would be too bright to provide shelter from prying eyes, so the young lovers arranged to meet after sundown but before moonrise. That was the magical hour when the world was cloaked in darkness and the sea was as still as glass. For weeks, the two sweethearts had planned their secret meeting to coincide with the 28th day of the calendar month and the day the girl would turn 15. Concealed by the blackness of the night, they felt safe to kiss and embrace, lie in each other's arms and wait to witness the mystery of an August moonrise. They watched in awe as the glimmer of gold on the horizon rose gradually to become an enormous amber globe, hovering over the sea and bathing everything in its warm glow. But before the moon rose higher, illuminating the beach like a spotlight, betraying the young lovers, they ran to take refuge in one of the many caves under the rocky cliffs on the beach. It was on that night, the night she turned 15 and the full moon reigned in the sky, that she gave herself to the boy she loved more than anyone else in the world, while they both pledged eternal love to each other. He had turned 16 3 months earlier. "I will love you forever," he said. "I would die rather than stop loving you," she said back. Chapter 1. London, 1999. Anna's mobile was on silent. She turned it off during dinner. It always irritated her if Max or the kids answered theirs while they ate. Dinner was a time just for them. Anyone else could wait. After all, if they were all together, what emergency could there be that couldn't wait? The only thing that Anna ever worried about was if her old dad might need her. But then again, he always called on the landline. She was emptying the dishwasher when she noticed the phone vibrating on the kitchen counter. Unknown number. She hesitated for a second before picking it up. Then came the stranger's voice.
"Mrs. Turner?
Speaking." Anna had an uneasy feeling. It wasn't often she was referred to by her married name.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?